So why don't we pick up on, I guess, tip number six.
Tip number six, which is common sense. A lot of these are common sense, this one is no different. When you're required to take medication, please keep in mind that alcohol is contraindicated. Alcohol may become a poison when it's combined with a long list of painkillers, sedatives, and other medications. And, of course, when we all get prescription medications, the pharmacist and the doctor, you know, warn us about not taking these meds with alcohol. Don't drink and take these medications, particularly with painkillers and sedatives, because it can have such a depressant effect on your body that you can actually fall asleep and stop breathing. Mm-hmm. So don't make yourself a statistical medication error by drinking alcohol when taking medication. Number seven, if you can't read the prescription clearly, ask for a computer printout. I make a living out of reading the handwriting for physicians, and yet I can't read my own physician's handwriting when she writes me a prescription. If you can't read it, ask for a printed version, a typed version, so that you know what you're supposed to receive from the pharmacy. I can't tell you, Frank, how many times pharmacists have been unable to read the prescription and filled it with the wrong medication. The patient thinks everything's okay, and they start taking it, and in fact, it's wrong. Number eight, always check with your pharmacist for the correct dosage and frequency of the medication. Pharmacists, I think, deserve more credit than we give them. In fact, that's the last defense for checking against medication interactions. These folks are good at what they do if you give them half a chance. Make sure that you've got the right prescription and make sure with your pharmacist that it's the correct dosage and the correct frequency. Because if there's any uncertainty, the pharmacist can pick up the phone and call the physician to double check. And there's no harm in asking that that be done. Again, you don't want to become one of the 100,000 deaths per year because of a medication error. Number nine, cross-check the drug label with the prescription to ensure that it's the same drug. Again, I praise pharmacists, but sometimes they can't read the writing on the prescription. And so and the pharmacist has assistants, often young folks, who are actually putting stuff in bottles and pulling stuff off the shelves to fill your prescription. Make sure that what you are getting is what you're supposed to be getting. And finally, number 10, check for both brand and generic names of the medications that you've been prescribed. You need to know, folks, whether if you're going generic, that the generic model that you're getting is the equivalent to what has been prescribed. There's nothing wrong with generic drugs. Just make sure that it's the same drug.
You've been listening to 1-800-LAW-CALL. Please remember that proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship